Hi, this is Nikki Beauchamp, Global Real Estate Advisor at Engel Volkers in New York City. For 25 years, you've been coming to Inman events to connect. Now Inman is coming to you June 2nd through June 4th. Learn more about Connect Now at Inman.com.
Hi, this is Brad Inman with my Daily Dispatch. And today I got a real visionary, a tech entrepreneur, a real estate entrepreneur, Guy Gal. Wow, can I get anything right this morning, gang? I had one of those days. And he is one of three co-founders of a company called Side. And we're going to ask Guy right out of the gate why he calls it Side. But welcome, Guy. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
Now, where are you, Guy? What city, what region, what state?
I am in San Francisco in California, right across Side's offices, our headquarters, which is by the Giants Stadium.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I lived not too far from there at one time. What a great city, San Francisco. Let's talk about, just quick out of the gate, let's tell our audience, you know, we got a lot of readers here, a lot of people curious, a lot of people know you, you got a great reputation, but those that don't, Side comes from, where does that name come from? I can only guess.
Well, it describes the relationship we have with agents and independent brokers, which is to say, we are on the backside of all of their transactions. We are at their side whenever they need support. We're never in front of them. We're never even next to them. We're very much behind the scenes, making sure that they're the ones who are getting all the credit for their great work.
That's fantastic. Now, I've been saying, I've been calling a broker in a box, and not in any disparaging sort of way. You could say that Amazon's e-commerce in a box. You could say Facebook is communication in a box. So I love this idea of plug and play, which is really your proposition, where you provide a set of services. Tell us what those services are and how does someone plug and play into Side.
So that's not an inaccurate way to describe it. Of course, there's always more nuance. The way we think about it is more so as a brokerage platform. So that's distinct from a brokerage brand. So if you look at status quo of industry today and look for a brokerage platform, the closest thing you'll find to that is Realogy. Realogy is not a consumer-facing brand, right? It is a platform that creates and owns other brands that are consumer facing. So that's, you know, Coldwell Banker is your brand, Sotheby's is the brand, Century 21, ERA, those are the brands. Side is a brokerage platform, not a brokerage brand. So the brands are the ones here behind me.
By the way, the audience can't see this guy. I do it video so I can make eye contact, but it's only audio. But I'll just describe for my audience. Gang, he's got hundreds, if not thousands, of individual broker owners, I suspect, is who your customers are. Do I have it right?
It's actually any licensed agent that do not have to be a broker, because Side always acts as the broker of record and the fiduciary. And then we work with agents that are sales agents or brokers, whether they're top producing agent inside of someone else's brokerage, or whether they're a team, or whether they're already an independent, we will work with them to transform them into more of a brand, into an actual business, and
gotcha.
A boutique that their market recognizes as the leader in service and the leader in experience and the leader in results. So
and tell me what's in, I don't want to, this is Brad Inman's stupid analogy, the box, but what is in the Side box? Let's imagine here I am in Palm Springs, and Brad Inman, after all these years, never done in my life, I'm going to finally go out and be an agent or a broker, and I want to plug into Side.
Yeah.
I get to keep the Brad Inman brand, but once I plug in, what am I getting from you?
So the whole idea is that we are everything back office, and our partner, which is the agent, the team lead, the owner of an independent brokerage, they are the front of house leader and the person who, of course, establishes the culture for their company, serves their customer, and establishes and creates the actual values and manages the morale, et cetera. So it's all for the agents, it's all about client experiences, outcomes, sales, et cetera.
And then side provides,
yeah, for us, it starts with transaction. So it's about taking agents out of the weeds of transaction. Today, in the status quo, almost every single step in the contract to close process is actually managed by the agent.
Yeah.
And they're doing administrative work that's maybe $10, $20 an hour work.
Yeah.
To a point that it's about half of their time and it's stuff that they shouldn't be doing at all because
they totally. Is yours automated? Do they, like, let's say Brad, the agent, now, do I hand my client off to you to get title and mortgage, or do I hand my client off to you, or what happens there? What's, give us some of the nitty gritty details of that.
Yeah, so we will manage the contract to close process for agents. So whereas in status quo, they will only handle the last mile auditing.
Yeah.
Everything before that is the purview of agents. So they're now acting as admins and deal secretaries and paralegals. We take all of that work away and we do that for them. And that does mean that at some points we do interface with their clients, but we do so through their, through the brand we've created together.
It's now, do you have a lot of technology to make that easier and efficient? Mm-hmm. And tell us about, how, is that like a, the old, they used to call it transaction coordinator, or do you also do CRM and lead gen and all the other stuff, or just the shepherding the transaction to close?
From a proprietary standpoint, where we build software from scratch around transaction management and operations, and we build proprietary software around marketing, production, and marketing automation. Those are the things that cost agents the most amount of time and therefore cost them the most amount of opportunity. And that's what we want them to be hands off and just turnkey it for them and make sure it just works for them.
Now, I assume, Guy, tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm an agent, you know, I may have this program for my CRM and this one for my automated valuation and this for this and this for marketing and mm-hmm. this. Are you, and no, you know, no criticism of all those other vendors, but do you do it all for them? It's all in one, so they don't have to have 12, 15 other programs, or how does that work?
We don't build it all, but we do interface it all, which is to say we do not build our own CRM because you're going to get a much better product licensing that from a company who's already invested $100 million in building a leading CRM. But what we do then is fully implement and configure it and hook it into our proprietary platform.
So you work with all the other vendors to make that seamless and efficient. So let's say I sign up, you I give you the names of kind of like one of these wallet, or, you know, where they take care of all your money, and you know, you weave it into my Bank of America account, you weave it into my Visa card, you even here, right. you get relationships with all those vendors, right. And then you integrate it. So again, that virtual IT department, you know, managing that whole thing.
Our philosophy there is full implementation. We don't want agents to tinker around with things they shouldn't be touching or messing with because it's just not their skill set and it's not their best use of time. We take on that work instead. We don't want to train them. We just want to do it for them. We can't teach them how to be better agents. They can teach us that. They're excellent at that. They're, because we only work with top producers, highly experienced, full-time fiduciaries. They know how to address the needs of clients and get them great outcomes and create wonderful experiences. And certainly we'll help them augment that, but they shouldn't have to be CTOs or COOs to run a well-oiled business. That's what we do for them. So we'll come in.
Guy, let me ask you this. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Guy, let me ask you this question. Did I hear you say at the top of this that you're a licensed broker? So mm-hmm. So if I'm an agent, can you become my broker so I don't need to affiliate with anyone else?
That's right. So
is that all, most of your customers or most all of your them. Oh, they're all, you are the broker of record for them in all, what, 50 states?
In every market where we operate, we and are.
So not only are you, So you're the virtual broker that we've all talked about. You finally exist, right?
Yes, although we think about it more as, like I said, brokerage is a platform. So we are a SaaS company, a service delivered over software.
Yeah.
And that does mean, yes, that we virtualized a lot of the things that would otherwise be analog and in office, which is why through Corona, our partners, those teams have had no interruption to their service levels and have been able to continue transacting because nothing changed for them. They could take their phone out and put together a transaction. They could do that on their laptops. None of that. They don't have to come into offices for that. But there is a bit of a stigma around calling something virtual, I think, in this industry, in real estate.
Not anymore, guy.
Yeah, maybe less so
March,
now.
March 15th, yeah. The world changed on the industry. Let me ask you, I was just going to say
that, you know, unlike some, you know, other companies that can say we're virtual brokerage, whatever, that typically truly and genuinely connotes do it yourself, no service levels. We're the complete opposite. Nobody delivers more support than we do. And that's because all of our partner teams are high volume and the needs that they have are much different than the average agent.
Let's talk about some of the trends, guy. Oh, but first of all, how do I pay you? Tell me what your biz model is.
It's traditional in that respect. We take a percentage, a split on every transaction.
How big?
So when our partners win, we win. That's why we're very invested in their growth. So we're all about helping them get more productive, putting them on the path to predictable commission income growth.
How much, guy? I want to know how much. How much do you charge me?
It's typically, we actually do the exact same deal with every top producer. And it's 90-10 capped.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very competitive. We're not the cheapest to work with. We're not the most expensive, but we are the highest value partner, top producing agent team or indie could ever have. So it's worth every penny.
Hi, this is Joe Rand. I'm excited I may be coming to your home soon. For 25 years, you have been coming to Inman Connect. Now, Connect is coming to you. Find details at inman.com.
How many do you have now? Do you quote that number?
It's about 1,000 agents total. We don't really quote that or market that because it changes every week.
When did you launch, guy?
3 years and 5 months ago. But today, this year, we're already representing about $8 billion in annualized home sale volume. Wow.
And you don't provide any of these people office space, right? That they're on their own.
What we provide is a best-in-class transaction service, marketing service, and support service. Now, we shift value back to the agent. So we shift time back. We oftentimes shift money back. About 30% of our partners pay us more than they used to. About 70% pay us less than they used to. And about half of our partners have their own space, which is to say, we do the work of sourcing the space, identifying it, negotiating the lease,
setting it up. Office space?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any of that going away after this? Do you think some of them will get rid of it?
No, I think the partners we have that have space value it for team collaboration, not for client meetings. And team collaboration can continue virtually, but will likely also continue in person. So as a function of their overall revenue and income, their rent on those spaces is really low because you're talking about an average 1,000 square feet of space.
Gotcha.
They're not, you know, we're not sourcing 10,000 in Beverly Hills for them. 10,000 square feet. It's much more reasonable and productive. So that cost is not a meaningful one. And typically between the cost, what they pay us and what they pay for space, they're about even on what they used to pay, you know, their previous brokerage. So it nets out positive.
Let me ask you this, guy. What are you seeing because of COVID-19? It seems like you were on the track to kind of meet this head on. The changing nature. Give us some trends out there, what you're hearing from your clients or what you're seeing in the industry. And forget the virtual is a bad word. It's not a bad word, but in my humble opinion. But
well, anyone who owns lots of offices is going to make that a bad ward, right? Their agents.
But doesn't it look like a lot of the industry is going to go this way? Just they're going to be all these Zoom calls I make, they're all talking about it. They're all saying unequivocally some want to go back. But
I think it doesn't make sense. When you talk about office space, you have to think about what office space is for a Compass or a Realogy or one of those other brokerages like Keller Williams. And for them, that's infrastructure. That's actually transaction operations. That's how they audit files, how they stamp things. Mm. It's how they provide marketing support, even though they provide very little of it. That's how they do it. They don't know how and never have before done that virtually in a way that is done over software. That will change. It has to change.
Yeah.
That there's no better way to actually provide great support than on demand in a mobile way so that you can get what you need wherever you are. You don't have to go someplace for it. You know, yep. We have a partner who goes to Japan a lot, and he messaged me recently and was like, first time I've gone to Japan and didn't bring a laptop because my phone has everything I need in the app to facilitate these transactions. People need that flexibility. It's a new world. It was before COVID. COVID's accelerating that. But we were already on track for it. Now, what I will say is what COVID will do, which is something that the last recession did, the housing crisis did, was it's going to benefit high volume, top producing agents, teams, and indies. And that's because when houses don't sell themselves, you actually need a very experienced and professional agent. The problem that presents for the industry is that all the traditional status quo brokerages, Coldwell Banker to Compass, they rely on their revenue. They rely on an agent doing 3, 4, 5 deals a year. And those are the first agents that go to zero.
Exactly.
And those deals go to the agent doing 30, 40 deals a year because they stay in the game. They are able to. And
let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Your competitors, EXP's virtual, different model, but you know, they're
really compete with EXP because they don't have a lot of top producers who work with them. And we only work with top producing, high volume.
Is Realogy?
So we get most of our partners from Compass, Keller Williams, and Realogy. That's who shows up.
Those are your competitors.
That's where most of our partners, our agent partners, have come from, those three companies.
But when you wake up in the morning, I mean, you know, Facebook wakes up and they're competing with Google
indirectly. So yes, indirectly, those are competitors because an agent can only hang their license in one place. But they're not direct competitors in that we compete on very different attributes, right?
Yeah.
They compete on our brand is awesome and you should love it and you should believe that it's amazing and you should want to put it everywhere and live with it and really promote it to your clients. And we compete on a big monolith, one size fits all brand is not important to the consumer. It's not what they actually value. What they value are experienced professionals that are different and stand apart. And let's give you that differentiation so they can tell that you're not the same as these 200,000 other contractors at this brokerage with the same brand. Yeah. So that's the difference.
No, makes all the sense. Hey, guy, let me ask you this. Are you well-funded? Did you get a big round of VC money?
We are very well-funded. We have over $70 million in paid-in capital.
How much have you spent, guy? Have you spent a fortune?
We actually are very cash efficient.
Oh,
so we have tens of millions of dollars in the bank. We don't buy our growth. So we've never induced or incentivized agents to work with us. We don't give them signing bonuses and equity, none of that. What we give them is a really solid economic model that they can scale on and rely on that doesn't change every 3 months or a year. We give them best-in-class support, best-in-class marketing automation. We improve their productivity. And we put them in a position where they actually own an asset that's all their own.
So your payroll is sales because you got to go find these cats.
Our biggest payroll is actually in this order. It's engineering and product first. So that's software development. That's our biggest.
Yeah.
We have about $20 million in salaries a year. So the biggest chunk of that is engineering and sales and design. The second big chunk is what we call agent success. So that's our management teams who work with agents to help them grow more predictably and support their day-to-day needs. And then our third largest expense is new partnerships. So that's identifying new folks that we do want to work with, but it's in that order. So we value retention, which is to say long-term relationships with our partners, way more than we value brand new relationships, brand new partnerships, because that's what sustains. Is
time for my husband to call.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Hold on, we got interrupted.
We're letting know.
I got interrupted. Sorry about that. I'll take it out, guy.
It's all good. So that's the first thing we focus on is agent success, making them more successful than they already are, because we only work with successful people. We won't even talk to an agent or a team if they're under 15 million in volume, unless they're interested in joining an existing
team. So you really want to get market share, but you're going to get it through top producers. That's your distribution channel.
It's about resegmenting the market and saying, look, the world doesn't need 1.5 million agents to do 5.5 million deals. And it doesn't need 55,000 brokerages to facilitate that. It's just too much waste, and it's at the expense of the consumer and the good, strong, great professionals, because they have to struggle to explain to a potential client why they're different than the other 9 agents that that client had previously interviewed with, who were all part-timers, but you know, share the same brand. So we want to take all that away. We think that in 10 years' time, you have way less agents doing way more business. That's the business that we're in.
That makes sense. Hey, Guy, we're running out of time. Go ahead.
Well, let me give you one example. What I mean by that is, you know, when we started 3 years and 5 months ago, we partnered with someone in San Francisco named Michelle Kim, and she was a 20 million perennial producer at the time. Last year, she closed 92 million in sales. That's the business that we're in.
Yeah, I want that business all day, Guy. Yeah, hey, what's a last word to the Inman community? How to get through the COVID-19? Not about you guys, but about, you know, what's your advice to top producing or any agent out there?
Well, it's all about, you know, effort in as results out, always. COVID was a really easy way for a lot of people to have an easy out from not having to make efforts anymore, because it gave them a reason not to. And nobody would question that, and they could rationalize that with themselves. But it's agents who continue to be creative and resourceful, helpful to their communities, for example, useful and in service of those communities, that have continued to be really active through the crisis.
I always say, show up. We're all going to get a report card. And if you didn't show up, then we're all going to know about it. Hey, Guy, you're doing a really spectacular job, and I really appreciate you being on the show today.
I wish we had more time.
Yeah, we should talk for an hour and a half.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot, you know, when we demo for agents, it's 4 hours, because that's how much we do. So 30 minutes never feels like enough, but there's always next time. Thank you so much for having me,
Brad. Brad Inman's attention span is 45 seconds, so I got a record here. You're at the record level here, Guy. Hey, thank you so much for being, and this is Brad Inman checking out.